greetings, salutations, and welcome to the Plains Talkers podcast, the show by casuals for casuals. I'm your host, Will Benson, joined as always by my, man, does he look so well rested, and it's almost the holiday season, co-host Aramis Perez. Aramis, sir, how are you today?
I'm exhausted. I don't know what you're talking about.
yeah, you know, it's kind of a weird time of year. It's November. We're wearing shorts. Okay, we want to get things going here. We want to remind you that this episode and every episode of the Plains Talkers podcast is not... Well, yeah, we're going to take that again because I went right down in habits. All right, so this is kind of a weird episode. It's going to be a strange on tap. This episode of the Plains Talkers podcast is sponsored by Extra Life. Extra Life is an organization designed for helping out the Children's Miracle Network. Hey, Johnny Bain, thank you. Yes, Jonathan Bain donated $20 by Extra Life. Thank you, sir. It is designed to help the Children's Miracle Network hospitals around the country. Ours is going to the Albany Hospital. And that's why we're doing this show today. So we are still on hiatus. This will be coming into your podcast feeds and stuff. But we're still going to take the hiatus probably till at least the end of the year. But so much has been going on, and it's such a special occasion. We couldn't let today go by without just kind of doing a little catch-up and kind of let you guys know what we think about where things are with magic, etc. So that's what this episode is sponsored by today. And again, we want to thank you guys very much for coming along with us. We also want to take this second to remind you that we are a part still of the Geek to Geek Media Network. That is a... wonderful organization full of geeky, nerdy podcasts designed to promote positivity, doing things we all love. So make sure you check that out. That's at geek2geekmedia.com. As far as the Plains Talkers Network, we've gone ahead and kind of dissolved that right now. So, John, but make sure you check out Cantrip Cartel. Jake and Matt are over there, and they're having a blast. They're talking about a lot of the internal formats. You can find them at any streaming platform. It's called Cantrip Cartel, and Jake will be joining us for the first part. But we're still at Untap, and I'm going to untap this lovely bottle of Allagash Triple. And while I'm doing that, Aramis, my friend, how the hell have you been?
I have been good, you know, spending time with the fam, doing the work, doing all that stuff. Halloween was last weekend, had a great time doing that. I got a lot of candy, and just keeping up with the regular life stuff.
So. Exactly. Yeah. It's a same here. It's been one thing after another, it seems like, you know, and just, so much going on with the family. My son stayed home this year. He didn't go back to college. So he's been kind of chilling out. And last week we went pumpkin patching with my niece and nephew down back towards my hometown in Rochester. And it's been really kind of nice. I really enjoyed playing at Flights a few weeks ago. We did do that. Don't know when we're getting back out there. Dave hasn't really put that on the schedule. It probably is not going to be until the end of the year. So, but we're very, very excited for that. That's fantastic. You know, let's tell you guys what we're going to be doing here. Let's go right out of untap into upkeep. So today's show, like we said, it's going to be a little loosey-goosey. You know, we'll probably fall into combat, but this is going to be a 100% opinion show. Not really talking too much about Brothers War spoilers, but you should find them because we should talk a little bit. We'll talk about it from a bird's eye as far as what kind of greatness things that we're seeing. But we're going to catch up a lot of news. There's obviously been a great deal of news about, you know, MTG 30, and last week they had the big conference and the secret lair drop and the 30th anniversary packs. So we're going to probably be doing most of that here, having kind of a conversation with that and whatever else we fall into. So we're just we're doing this to kind of give you guys an update on where we are. So unless you got something else, sir, I'm fine with going to Maine.
Fire away.
Alrighty. All right, main phase. So, crazy stuff's been going on, man. Guys, we're still taking our hiatus right now. Really kind of spending time with our families, kind of recharging our creative batteries. I do feel pretty good recharged. It's good to be back in front of the mic. You know, and we've been kind of, like, you know, doing stuff. But if you're doing anything around Magic, Aramis, like, what's, other than playing Commander Craft, or have you gotten in any... Arena brawls or
really just playing arena, you know, playing a lot of historic brawl. Honestly have not had time to go to a store to play, other than the last time we were at Flights. I'm hoping to go next Friday night to the Brothers World pre-release. I'm probably going to go to Kerwin's this time.
Yeah, I'm trying to do that myself.
Yeah, it's just I've been wanting to go down for Commander for Friday Night Magic. Just it's been busy. You know, there's been a lot going on. Ollie has a lot that goes on with his school, and we've had, you know, family up, and just there's been a lot of stuff going on to keep me occupied to the point where I haven't had the free time to really been able to go to an LGS to play. I haven't been on the Discord either. So
yeah.
You know, so it's like I want to be able to do that and get some games, and it's just the scheduling hasn't worked out.
No, it's kind of cool in that we've kept Commander Craft kind of going. I think we're going to try to do that as much as possible. I think mostly because you and I, neither one of us want to give that up too much. But, you know, yeah, it's kind of the same with me. It's been, I've been playing Commander Craft mainly. I pop in on Arena, I play a little Standard, I don't spend very long. I am kind of looking forward to giving Dayspring or Daybreak games a try. I may try to roll up some MTGO. Because I think that could be fun. But, you know, yeah, it's like so much, and there's so much out. And that's going to kind of bring us to, you know, this. But, I mean, again, let me talk about real quick Extra Life, and we'll talk about it later. Let's kind of pivot into the news. Let's pivot into, like, what's going on. Because I think that's part of, you know, I think part of why we took a hiatus and part of why, you know, everything's going on is that it just seemed like there's been such a constant stream since pre-rotation. Like, there was almost nothing pre-rotation. And then since rotation, in even going back maybe to the summer, it's been one release after another, after another, after another. And each one's been kind of, I don't know, pissing me off a little more. would maybe be a thought. I mean, what do you think? Like, how do you feel Magic is as a whole right now these days?
I mean, if you look at it from bird's eye view, Magic is doing great. Magic is doing fantastic. And if you look at just the people who are playing, the audience that they're reaching, the numbers that they're reaching with sales, Magic is doing really well. There have been a lot of back-to-back releases this year especially. I think part of that had to do with the fact that the Warhammer and Infinity products got pushed back, so they all kind of released at the same time.
Right.
Since really mid-2020, it's been almost nonstop spoiler season, nonstop hype season. You know, there's always another set coming out. You barely get a chance to really appreciate one set before the next one's spoilers start getting rammed down your throat. I don't feel like there's a lot of talk of product fatigue, and like release fatigue, spoiler fatigue. In one sense, I feel that. In another sense, I don't, because I really enjoy the game and I love looking at the new cards coming out and seeing where they fit. But there have been a lot of things coming out recently where it's like, huh, well, I guess I'm not getting that.
Yeah.
Like, and it feels the one bad thing that I do feel, it feels like, and this is probably coming more from Hasbro than WotC, it feels more like they're leaning into the whales more than they have been in the past. I have no problem with expensive exclusive things, but when they try to market it as if something's wrong with you if you can't get it, I think that's a problem. I think that, like, I mean, this is going to pivot right into some of the things we're going to talk about.
Well, go ahead, take the pivot, dude.
Well, the 30th anniversary edition.
Yes,
I know that, you know, that's been talked to death over the last month or so. But, you know, we haven't really had a chance to weigh in, and it's going to be an echo chamber to what a lot of content creators have said about it. The initial announcement, when they first started talking about it, when I was watching it on stream, I felt my heart jump into my throat. Going, oh my God, they're finally doing it. They're reprinting all of these awesome cards. You know, I'm going to have a chance to open a pack of with a Black Lotus in it or dual lands. I don't care that they're proxies. I don't care if they're not tournament legal. This is it. This is how you're supposed to reprint these cards so people actually have a chance to play them, even if it's just casually. And then they announced the price.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, never mind. This exactly. sucks. This is the worst thing ever. I mean, like, I've heard this. I had this exact sentiment, and I've seen it echoed a few times where people said, I've never gone from so hyped to so angry in such a short amount of time. And just the way that they were marketing it, it just felt so tone deaf.
That's what I was going to use.
Yeah, there was a YouTube video they just released last week with Brian Kibler and Olivia Gilbert Hicks, and you could see on her face when Brian Kibler announced the price, you could tell that she was like trying to keep her composure because she knows she's supposed to, because it was a sponsored video by Wizards.
Right.
But you could tell that she's like, this shouldn't be $1,000.
No.
Why? I mean, they're proxies. Like, you know, the best comparison that's been made is to the collector's edition of Beta that was released back in 1994.
Yeah. 1994. Was it 94? Oh, I thought
it was 04. Yeah, they released the collector's, and they were square bordered cards.
Right.
They were gold bordered. But you can get a complete set of Beta for $250 or even $150. Either way, it's a lot less.
I think it was $50, which now would be $150.
Something like that.
Yeah,
it's a lot less than $1,000 for four random packs. And somebody else put up a website where it was they were able to fit the algorithm to how the print runs would work. And say, how many packs would you open before you open this or you open that? And it's like
84 packs or something crazy.
If this was reasonably priced, like, even if it was, like, $20 a pack.
Yeah, if it was a monster pack.
I would have bought many, many packs. I would have bought several boxes. I would have bought it.
Yeah.
I totally would have bought it. Because, like, if nothing else, like, okay, if it's for, like, honestly, like, the cardboard costs the same. There's no reason that it couldn't have been the price of a master set.
Exactly.
Where it's $15 a pack and you get 36 packs in a box, or even 32 packs in a box, or 24
exactly.
packs in a box, enough to do a draft. Yes, I know a Beta draft is kind of clunky because, you know, the set wasn't built for draft, but, like, here's what I ended up doing. I spent $100, maybe $120, and I got a bunch of proxies.
Did you really?
If they were the real cards, probably would have been upwards of $100,000.
So this is a big thing. Okay, this is exactly why I'm so glad we're getting this back, because you have always been like the king of, I don't proxy, you know, you weren't against it, you weren't slamming anybody, but you're like, I'm just not going to do it. And now this seems to have moved you from
this completely, like, you know how like they say, oh, this nudged me over the edge? This launched me over the edge in a catapult.
Yes!
Now, the biggest reason that I did this, here's the caveat, the biggest reason that I did this is because I am building a vintage cube.
Right.
And there's no way on earth I would have normally been able to afford these cards. But if Wizards had released the 30th anniversary product at a reasonable price, this is where I would have gone.
They would have had your money.
They would have had my money.
Yep.
And this is where I would have gone to get those cards. But instead, I bought a complete set of Power 9. I bought a complete set of dual lands. I bought, like, you know, Mox Diamond, Grim Monolith, you know, Memory Jar, all these really expensive cards, Gaia's Cradle, as proxies.
Because, absolutely.
Honestly, I'm going to use them to play with my friends, and there should not be a paywall to play game pieces. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with writing, like I said before, like you were saying, I have no problem with proxies. I didn't personally use them because it's just like, I like owning the card.
Yeah, you had you didn't have a policy, you just had a personal preference of, this is my personal choice that I'm making.
And I have no problem with anybody else playing proxies,
right.
If we're playing a game of Commander, you know, sanctioned tournaments, duh, you use the real cards, that's a no-brainer. But if you're playing at the kitchen table, you shouldn't have to mortgage your house to play a Black Lotus.
No. And that's the problem. Again, it's going to be a bit of an echo chamber. I 100% agree with you. I couldn't agree with you more. The fact is, these guys have gone... you're right. I think it's a matter of the whale. I think the whale has helped. I think the hand-me-down from Hasbro... You know, they're have to double profits. But don't forget, the head of Hasbro now was the head of WotC. I've given WotC a lot of leeway and said, this is kind of a Hasbro thing. I no longer feel that way.
Well, keep in mind that even as a CEO, he still has to answer to the board of directors.
I get that.
So but he might have been outvoted there.
Maybe, or but he could still he could decide not to present to the board.
Right. I mean, we're not in room for that. I will umbrella Hasbro as a whole. So unfortunately, he's included in that.
Yes.
But it's like
I'm with you.
I'm trying to articulate the words to display exactly how I feel about it, because
I hope
the whales don't buy this. Because honestly, because think about it though. Like, okay, you spend $1,000 on four packs. Even if you open a Black Lotus, that Black Lotus is not going to be worth anywhere near what a regular Black Lotus is worth. And you can't play them in tournaments. So it's really a collector's piece.
Exactly.
If they had really framed it like that from the beginning, I would have said offer a complete set, not random packs.
Exactly. You have to do more than that.
And at that point, $1,000
is still...
I would have been less offended by it if it was a complete set, $1,000 with special foil treatment, but also still gold border and a special back. That would have been something going, okay. So it would have been like the ultimate secret lair.
Yes. And that's true. I would have been okay with that. Now, I wouldn't have bought it. I didn't buy... The Shocklands that they put out in a secret lair last year or whatever it was, you know, I didn't buy those because I had a full set. It was $300. I wasn't going to do that. It's a cluelessness on Hasbro's part. It's the fact that they seem immune to what is going on outside of their corporate office, that we are still in the middle of a borderline recession, that we, you know, people are out there struggling. The price of everything has gone up. And you have this thing, and it's the 30th anniversary of it. It would be one thing if they just did this out of nowhere. Didn't slap the 30th anniversary logo on it. Because that's the problem I have, is that I played during the 25th, and that was really great. Like, what they did was they put together a Masters, 25th Masters reset.
Which is unfortunately the worst Masters set.
It was one of the worst. It was. But
yeah.
I liked what they were trying to do with it. This seems like there's no reason for it. It's so clueless. It's the word I could come up with.
Yeah, and you want to know the hilarious thing is a good comparison. You know what Pokemon did during one of their anniversaries?
They gave like all of their alpha for like regular price or something.
They re-released the original set.
Yeah.
At regular prices. They like, you know, there's something there that makes it obvious that it's not a first edition, but they just reprinted everything. Now, obviously, Magic can't do that because reserve list. Pokemon doesn't have a reserve list that I'm aware of.
Right.
I do feel like... Yeah, there you go. Sure, $800 cheaper.
Yeah.
But I do feel like they kind of broke the reserve list because they reprinted them even though they're proxies. So if they do something like this in the future... I pray, and I know they haven't, and I know they won't, but I hope that they've learned their lesson and go, okay, this wasn't a good idea. Let's do this a little differently if they do it again. Let's package it differently. Let's price it a little more reasonably. Let's make it so that if it's going to be something they're intending people to play with, that people can actually afford to buy the thing and play it. You know, or if it's going to be a collector's piece, you should just do the complete set.
Yeah.
Just do the complete set because, like, all right, you mean to tell me you want me to plunk down $1,000 and maybe get, like, a Thought Lace as my best rare?
Yeah. I mean, you've had to see the videos. They're all over YouTube because we'll talk about that. But some people have gotten their hands on these. And it's as bad as you think it would be.
Yeah.
But
I feel bad for the people that wasted $1,000 because honestly,
they
would have been better off.
We'll talk about that.
Some people got it. Yeah. It was Cassius Marsh and Hunter Pence.
Wait, you don't know how most of them got them. This is where again they're in this cluelessness. They gave them away at Magic 30 last weekend.
Yes,
the Black Lotus $700 ticket level.
Yeah, I know, but they also gave a set to Cassius Marsh and Hunter Pence.
I figured they were both in there
with a time twister from the set in a plastic, like in one of those collector blocks. And the problem with that is that they gave that away. Those two are already millionaires. Yeah. Why do they need free product?
Exactly. I can't agree more. It is incredibly.
And yeah, Magic 30 is its own.
Yeah, well, that's a topic we're getting to. Don't you worry. Yeah, it's, to me, it is. It's incredibly short-sighted. It's incredibly insulting to. It's incredibly insulting to the people that got you here. Mm-hmm. You know, Magic has always been a luxury item in some regards. It's always been something you do, you know, when you have the extra money. But what they've kind of been leaning more and more into is trying to find ways to squeeze every. And again, I understand this corporate America, this is how it works. But I mean, let's every single solitary extra dollar for any little thing. Like, all right, I'll say it. I've got three of the Warhammer decks now because I found two yesterday at Walmart. And the $100, you know, the 100 pack, it's a pre-con of Warhammer. Mm-hmm. And it's $65 off the shelf at Walmart. Mm-hmm. Why?
I heard that was more Games Workshop than Wizards.
Yeah. Some of that is they have to pay extra to get.
But also Games Workshop is notorious for marking their stuff up from what I've heard.
But it's a fact of, I understand they have to pay a license fee to these, which again, I sit there and go, well then don't do it. I mean, if you have to pay a license fee, and now there's some really great cards in these decks that can't ever see a reprint because you'd have to pay Warhammer the licensing. It's a shitty thing. Imagine a whole community rooting for your game and you slap us with ultra premium proxies. Exactly. This, mm-hmm. The proxy, and all right, listen, you know, I'm not going to jump on the bandwagon and call them proxies. Okay, they are. But, I mean, even if you go at it from a collectible, they're saying this is a collectible. It's a special collectible, not meant to be played. It's meant to be collected. Okay. But then you have Morrow coming out and in a blog a tog mentioning the fact that, and the word I think he used was, we are price aware. Like, everybody seems to be really hyper price aware these days. And I'm like, well, no shit, Sherlock. Like, yeah, it's called.
That's like saying, like, for AIDS Awareness Day. It's like, yes, I'm aware of AIDS.
Yeah. Like, and so do something about it. Like, you are supposed to be the guy we counted on to kind of be our voice at the table. But as I've said over the past few years on this show, I've been seeing a decline in Morrow, and Morrow's becoming more and more of a company boy.
Well, I think his voice is being drowned out by the sound of cash registers.
Yeah. And that's just it. And this Morrow, is going to sell.
I am going to defend Morrow to my last breath. I think he really does have the game's interest at heart. I really do think that. But, you know, but a lot of the stances he takes, I feel like he has to toe the corporate line.
I get
because
that.
Because this is his job. This is his career. And you can't make your boss look bad because that's not good for your job.
I can get behind
you
that.
You know, so I think in his heart of hearts, he's probably like, oh, boy, I hate that I'm doing this. But, you know, he loves Magic so much.
He does.
You could tell. He has that childlike glee every time he talks about Magic. No matter what it is, even if he has to be spewing corporate speak,
yeah,
he loves the game. And I really, really believe in his heart of hearts that he was against this product being priced what it was for what it is.
Right.
And like you were saying, if it's a collector's item, why the hell are they random packs?
Yes, it should not be random packs. What they should have done was just say, we are reprinting. And the way they could have done it was, we're reprinting the, and this would have shut the reserve list up, probably, if they said, we're not reprinting beta. We are reprinting the collector's edition. Okay. Okay, yes, it is a reprint. Now, obviously, you're not going to print it black border because you can't. It wasn't black border.
The shape of the card itself made a tournament illegal.
I mean, so I get that. But, you know, really, it's supposed to be about, you know, I get the feeling this felt like at one point they were like, we want people to, and they said this during the stream, well, we want you to experience what it was like to open a beta pack. Okay, I opened beta packs. I did. I was around. And yeah, at the time though, there's no way you can have that experience because I don't know what the frack Magic was. It's so much more to me now. That opening a beta pack now has a completely different feeling than it did for me in 1993. You can't do that unless you're changing the game so incredibly, you know, and doing some, and then making it something brand new. So you can't capture what it was like to open a beta pack. Because
the only way they could do that is if they released a set with zero spoilers beforehand.
Yes.
Of new cards. Not, I'm not, because they did that with the mystery boosters, where there was really nobody had any idea what was in them.
Right.
They were but mystery. But if it was a brand new pack with brand new cards and nobody had any idea what was in the set, that's the only way you can recreate that. But even still, that's not going to work, because as an enfranchised Magic player, you have a certain level of baked-in cynicism toward every card that you open, saying, oh, well, that's just a worse version of this. Oh, that's just a worse version of that. Oh, this is a better version of that. That's cool. Oh, this is, you know, you're ripping through the commons. You don't care. You want to get to that rare. Whereas in beta, you didn't know what the rare was.
No. I don't think they had the rarity, did they? There wasn't even
rarity. The rarity stamp didn't, they didn't have, obviously didn't have expansion symbols originally, but the rarity of the card didn't show up on the card until Exodus.
Yeah, it was a while.
Exodus was the first one to have the expansion symbols change the color depending on the rarity of the card. And then when they changed the frame to where they have it now, where there's all that numbering and stuff at the bottom, and then you can sort of see a little letter code that tells you what rarity it is. But before that, you're just like, you kind of figure out what the rare is based on either reading a magazine or hearing it from somebody else and knowing where the rare is supposed to be in the pack.
Right.
There was no way to know before. So
that's just it. This was 100% a cash grab. There's no way around it.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And throwing the 30th, and that's the problem I have with it, is you threw the 30th anniversary on it. Because, I mean, let's expand it, because then we'll pivot, is that it kind of goes into the problem I now have with the 30th anniversary, is that, again, I don't think every product has to be for me. I get that.
You should at least have the option to get the product if you want it.
Let me be honest with you. I could go and say, honey, I'm spending $1,000. I'm buying a box of beta where I'm going to open 32 packs for $1,000, which is a great steal. And the resale value is going to be incredible. And my wife is going to look at that and say to me, and all she hears is, you're spending $1,000 on paper? What?
she hears is the divorce lawyer is where?
Yeah. Divorce lawyer, yeah. I would get fucking divorced. So the fact is, there is absolutely no way that people can do this. This is 100% a fail. And then to wrap it in the 30th anniversary, and then to pivot from that to Magic 30. And when they announced this back in July, I know you and I were talking, like, man, I'd really love to try to go to this. Mm-hmm. I am so glad we didn't go.
We wouldn't have been able to anyway.
Huh?
We wouldn't have been able to anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, we couldn't have gotten tickets. But even still, like, again,
it was a mess.
It's not just a mess. It's the cluelessness of who they're dealing with. They are not making anything right now. I have not seen any 30th anniversary thing that is for the you know, run-of-the-mill casual player.
Nope.
You must be completely enfranchised. You must be willing to spend an exorbitant amount of money, and you must be able to spend that money to participate in what should be inclusive for everybody. And this is the problem I have, is that this is not inclusive at all.
Oh, but the 30th anniversary logos on all of our products, that means you're included in the 30th anniversary and the stuff you would normally buy anyway.
Right. But it's not inclusive. So, I mean, let's talk about Magic 30. So Magic 30 happened last weekend in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes.
And it was a shit show from start to finish. I think one of the mistakes that they made was bundling Worlds with it. I think Worlds got lost in the static of Magic 30. I didn't get a chance to watch it. I barely remembered it was on.
It was mostly Arena again.
And again, it was Arena, and you're having it in people in person playing on a computer. No thanks. But starting with like the incredible idiocy of WotC and the event organizers as far as pricing goes, you know, to have it and then what you get for the pricing. So, I mean, the daily pass was not horrible. It's in line with what you would usually spend for an event, you know, like maybe not a GP, but definitely a Pro Tour stop or whatever. It's about in line of that. But then you get into the $300 level, which was, I think, the Ruby Pass. And that's where things go sideways, because unlike other events, you had to pay to play. Like,
yeah,
there was no casual area. There was no, hey, try to jam a few games, come sit at these tables, hang out with us, and, you know, do stuff. If you wanted to play, say, Commander, to sit in the Commander, what'd they call it? The Commander Zone? Command Zone.
Yeah, the Command Zone.
If you wanted to sit where they were going to have, you were going to be able to be paired up with, they were going to put pods together for Commander, pair you up for casual games. You come in, you show them your pass, you sit down, they'll find three other players with the same or relatively same power level, and we're going to go and jam this through. Yeah. No. It was completely empty, like, Saturday for most of the day.
There you go. I found it. There were four levels.
Okay.
There was a Sapphire Weekend Badge with $160. It gave you access to the Magic. It gave you access to the event. Badge and lanyard give you a promo card and more stuff.
Right.
The Pearl level was VIP. That was $350. Gave you four promo cards and a whole bunch of stuff. The Ruby Badge was $350. The Black Lotus Badge was $700. And all that stuff sold out in, like, seconds.
Yeah, and $350 was the Ruby Badge was the Command Zone area. Mm. And that's just it. So you saw it on Reddit and the Facebook groups and Twitter, where people all day were taking pictures of the Command Zone area, and it's empty. Meanwhile, I listened to MTG Goldfish last week. They spent the entire festival sitting outside. People found tables outside and jammed in games. Like, they managed to find pickup games.
Yeah, I heard that events were firing late, that they were getting ended early, that they were running out of product, that the companion app kept crashing. It's just all the side events seem to have something wrong with them. I remember there was an initial controversy over the cosplay contest. Like, they were like $100 gift card at first, but eventually it was like $10,000 or something. They got a good amount of money at the end. They fixed that, but that was only after the world exploded in rage.
Yeah. It's... Again,
and then, oh, by the way, like you said, the World Championship happened to be there, too.
Yes, and nobody watched it. I couldn't tell you who won.
I have to find the name of the person who won, but I guess it was, you know.
And it was all Esper. Everybody was playing Esper.
Yeah, but the guy who ended up winning was Grixis.
Yes. But, and that's just it. It's the tone deafness of Wizards lately, where, and they fixed it, I guess, Saturday. Friday, it was empty. Saturday, they started kind of fixing the problem but Sunday, everybody's leaving. Like, they kind of cut into the Command Zone, they kind of cut it in half, and they started overflowing things in there. But then there are some people who are like, well, damn it, I paid for this area. I paid to sit there, because that was the only difference for the Ruby Pass, was the Command Zone. And if the Command Zone wasn't firing, well, then these people wasted their money. Like, it just... It was horrible. It was horrible.
I feel like unless you were one of the, you know, elite content creators or one of the elite players or somebody who was there as part of the event, I feel like you had overall only as good of a time as you were able to make for yourself, because the event organizers themselves did not do a good job in catering to the needs of the people who were there.
Right. I don't think they had any idea how to put something together, because Channel Fireball being owned by... I mean, because Channel Fireball would usually take care of this.
Yeah, it wasn't Channel Fireball. It was another organization, and I've heard that when they run events, this is pretty typical for them, that it's not run very well.
Where does Planeswalkers Commander Con 23...
I wouldn't be able to do it, because then I wouldn't be able to play.
Yeah, because, you know, I'd have a Command Zone, and it's $500 to sit there for just one seat for one game. But you can re-roll anytime.
You have to play Mono White.
Yeah, and you have to play Mono White against my Brea deck. So, I mean, yeah, it was... And then to kind of piggyback on that, again, with the tone deafness, they decided, and didn't tell anybody, we started seeing that the Black Lotus, the $700 level... as part of their goodie bag, had the Time Twister card, like, and screwed, like, in the thing, some sort of card, and then four packs of Commanders of Magic.
Oh, the 30th anniversary.
Yeah. So basically, they paid for their ticket, and the world went fucking nuts. Rightfully so. Like, again, it's tone deaf. You know, instead of giving it to even the $350 level, instead of giving it to, you know, or even one pack to everybody who came, you know, instead of giving, you know, two packs to $350 level, and then, you know, to just give only the full set, the full 1,000, because it's what they priced it at, $1,000, to put $1,000 and get 30th anniversary packs in addition. I think people have a right to be pissed.
Yeah, I mean, the people who paid that money, hey, that's a great little perk for them. Congrats to them. It's not their fault that they got the extra stuff. But yeah, it's like, obviously, because we all know that it costs them little pennies to print these packs.
Yeah.
Pennies.
And exactly.
There's no reason why they couldn't have given it at least to everybody who showed up.
Like, I would have been okay. I'd have been okay if they had given them the Power 9. Like, if they were like, instead of just giving them the four packs, like, here you go, you get the Power 9.
Yeah, or even just like, you know, even if it's just the one card. Like, so the Sapphire level gets a Mock Sapphire. The Emerald level gets a Mock Emerald, even though the Sapphire is the best of the three.
The Pearl and the Ruby, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then the Black Lotus level gets a Black Lotus.
Okay. Right. I'd have been fine with that. But for what they did, it is showing, and that's just it. I'm realizing now that maybe some people are right. And I'm a fan of capitalism. I've been an American most of my life. And I'm a fan of capitalism. But this seems tone deaf. Because people out there are struggling. And they kind of look to magic to kind of get their mind off of the fact that there is, you know, income disparity, injustice, whatever. They kind of look to magic to kind of, you know, take care of that. And they know that it's pay to win a lot, but, you know, that you can usually have a good time no matter how much you pay. But when you see, you know, the $700 ticket getting now $1,000 worth of product, because sealed it's $1,000. Now, once they open it, certainly not.
You can't even do sealed with it because it's only four packs.
No, but I mean the product's being sealed. The fact that I could sell those products for more than they would after I opened them.
Yeah.
So, but they were getting, as I understand it, they were getting anywhere between $500 and $800 for those four packs from the vendors that are there, which pays for all of this. You know, I get that. I understand it. But it's such a feel bad. Mm-hmm. And it's such a shitty thing to do to the people that got you here. Because here's the thing. These whales, okay, the people most of these whales probably fell into magic or whatever. Maybe they have some reserve list. But for the most part, the girl that got you to the dance is the mid-level casual. You know, is the person who walks through Walmart or goes to a local game store, picks up a commander deck and jams it in and falls in love with the game and starts to buy as much as they can and tries to build decks. But this feels bad. And again, to wrap it in the 30th anniversary wrapping paper. What the hell?
Yeah, like, well, and then also too the advent calendar thing that they did.
Yep, let's pivot to that. That's also the secret lair. Now, here's the thing. That was for me. I can get behind that. That I felt was a 30th anniversary thing for me.
I wanted it.
I set an alarm on my phone because I work from home, and I said, okay, at 11:45, I'm going to pull up secret lair. I'm going to make sure I can log in, you know, make sure my payment information's up to date, and I'm going to try to get this. And I did. Okay, and it took a while. It got the bad gateway errors. Luckily, I only put it through once. I only got charged once. You know, but I had to deal with this for about 45 minutes to an hour on my lunch hour on Tuesday or Wednesday because I was like, what the hell is going on? Like, I get it. But this is this is a thing for me. But I still kind of feel bad for the people that just buy packs, like one or two at a time.
I had no chance to get this.
Yeah.
I didn't have an opportunity to get it because I couldn't get on the computer at that time.
Right.
And I didn't realize that it was only going to be for like an hour that you could get it.
Well, it wasn't. It's supposed to be for 4 days. But what happened was, and some people are losing their shit over this, and I get that. But, I mean, to some of those people, I'm like, well, it's kind of what it is. Because, I mean, I've read some of the things, and they're like, well, who doesn't advent calendar anymore? Whoa! Wordis, thank you, $100. Holy cow! Thank you, my brother.
It's not even that. The part that pisses me off the most is the fact that people could get 30 of these.
Yes, that too. Remember,
why?
For the kids. Hashtag for the kids.
Why would you be allowed to get 30 copies of this?
Exactly, that was a problem. You know, but I mean, I was, like I was saying, I had to, because Mortis just donated $100 to Extra Life. Thank you.
Big thank you, Mortis.
The fact is, you know, like for me, $150 for an advent calendar type thing. Okay, I did the math. I'm like, there's 30 days. That means it's like $5 a card.
Well, there was a value.
Yeah, there's, you know, and again, these are not going to be knocked down, drag out. And again, it's content. It's going to let us throw content up because I am 100%. Going to do this on the streams. I'm going to stream every day, me cracking the pack. The fact is that, you know, but some people were bitching about it being an advent calendar, like, well, you know,
well, they didn't say that it was an advent calendar, but right. They're saying, hey, you know, there's these many cards, you can open one a day right up until the holidays, and we want to make sure it ships out for December 1st.
Right. So, I mean, it is, because that's why you want it to ship out, and it was built to order. Yes, they were wrong to not limit it to one or two per customer. I can, you know, that seems, but you couldn't log in anyway. Like, that's just it. I ended up having to, I couldn't log in.
Yeah, it sold out in about an hour.
Right. I could not log into my account. I can't check it through my account. I have to actually go find, like, my email. Because, hey, Ollie.
Hey, there's my son.
Hello, Ollie. Hold on.
You're on camera now, buddy. Did you realize
that?
Well,
you're in and out.
Here. There he is. That's Alejandro. This is my son.
Hold on. I'm going to fix that.
You didn't know you were live on camera, did you? You're on the internet.
Yeah. He looks like a little Aramis, except with hair.
Okay.
Yeah, he phases in and out through Zakama.
Phases in and out. Yeah, Zakama's not eating him. Here you go.
And buddy. Plus, I have you set to where... There you go. He's got to be, like, right over your shoulder. Yeah. I get what it is, and I... Yeah, he's a planeswalker. He's Teferi. Hermes' son is Teferi. I like it, but I think, again, they didn't plan well. The bad gateway stuff, the fact I couldn't log into my account, the fact that for 45 minutes to an hour, I didn't know if I got this, but you certainly charged my account, you know, and I was smart enough because I work in IT that I kept, like, a running tally of my, like, every time I went to a page, if it started to take a little while to load, I copied the link. Because I know that that's going to have, like, token numbers and this. I know enough to do that. Most people don't. So I was able to put a ticket in with Wizards. And sure enough, right after I put the ticket in, all of a sudden my email arrived saying my order has been confirmed. Because I was like, here it is. Here's my token ID. Looks like this is my order ID. I put this order in. Better make sure it fulfills. So, yeah. It's... I do kind of think that the not putting, again, 30. Why can I order 30? Because, oh, it's 30th anniversary. Give me a fucking break, dude. That's the reason we shouldn't be allowed to order 30. And I do think some people are right. They should offer this again. All right, right now it's you know, it's print to print. Make a second one to demand. And here's the thing. They could have done this in October. They could have done it in August. Hey, if you want an advent calendar for December, all right, order it now. Like, if you tell us, and then they could have print to demand.
Yeah, but instead of making this such a massive FOMO effect where it's like, oh my God, I didn't log in, I missed this, because that's what I felt like. I was going through my day, and I got off of work. I'm like, all right, let me go order the secret. Wait, it's already gone? Because I didn't even look at what cards were in there because I wanted to be surprised when I opened the pack.
Your wife just donated $25 back.
Oh, thanks, babe.
So I threw her music up. Thank you, Pam.
Thank you, babe. But yeah, like, you know, I wanted to see these cards, but, like, I wanted to open them, so I didn't know what they were. So I didn't look to see what cards were there until after I realized, well, it's sold out. There's no way I'm getting this. What was in there? And there was some cool stuff, and it's like, I would have liked that.
Well, they didn't put them all up either. They said, here's some of them. I can't.
They're all up.
Oh, are they all up?
They're all up.
I'm not looking.
Yeah. I know what they all are. So, like, it basically boiled down to the 30th anniversary is not for me.
And that's just it. I mean,
even though I've been playing for the better part of 30 years.
They've done this wrong. They have done this wrong. They have made people feel bad about the 30th anniversary, and it shouldn't be. They did better with the 25th with a shitty product, and it was a shitty product. But they needed to – that they've done wrong. And I know they're going to sit there and say, well, Dominion United, that's what we're doing. We're doing the Brothers War. We're going back to Phyrexia. That's part of the 30th anniversary, too. Shut the fuck up. It's not part of the 30th anniversary. You're putting out sets at the same as you always have. This is a problem that they need to fix over the next year. Honestly, here's what I'd love it if this happens, okay? I'd love it if they came out and said, now, we couldn't tell you about this because the whales, we wanted to get the money from the whales. But, hey, Collector's Edition is coming. It's coming at the end of the year. We're going to give you guys the Collector's Edition for $150. You're going to get one of every card in beta. Holy shit! Thank you, Wizards. That would be fantastic.
I would buy that, yes.
Yeah, everybody would buy it. And
I would buy that.
Yeah. And here's the other thing. Put it through the damn LGS. Make the LGSs order it. Let us be able to pre-order from our LGSs. If they wanted to do something good for... Because that's just it, too. There is nothing here yet so far for the 30th anniversary for the LGS at all. Nothing.
The game would not exist without the LGS. Yeah.
They have done absolute nothing... garbage for the LGS.
Oh, but they're giving the premier stores one copy.
One for the 40th
anniversary. That they can then sell. But they're not charging them for it.
Yeah, it's like the mystery booster.
Who has $1,000? Not me.
I'd love it if Steve was like, hey, we didn't get charged, so everybody, we're going to raffle it off, and it's $50.
That would be fine.
I just, you know, it's a problem. And this is why, I mean, it's been so hard not having the show over the past month because when all this shit's coming out, I'm like, oh my God, if we could have had a moment to talk about this. Wizards is fucking up. At the end of the day, Wizards is fucking up. And I'm not laying this at Hasbro. Wizards is in charge. Wizards can't push back at Hasbro, but they're their own company. They were spun off. Like, this is Wizards making mistakes. You know what? You could have doubled your profits by selling these 30th anniversary packs to order, by the way. Not a limited print run.
Hyper limited.
Do it to order for the next year. Be like, for the next year, we are going to sell these through every retail outlet we have. If you're our LGS, we're going to send them to you. If you're a Walmart, we're going to send them to you. Everywhere you go, the 30th anniversary logo is there. You can buy these packs for $10 or $15 a pack. They would make so much more money.
And it wouldn't do a damn thing to the secondary market of
the
cards.
Not a bit. Not one bit. This doesn't impact the secondary market. Like, that is what they should do.
If anything, I bet it would raise the prices because people would be like, well, this is nice, but I want a real one.
But now I want to play it in a tournament. I got to go find these things because I want
to
play
it in a
tournament.
Not that half of these cards are legal in tournaments. Like, you can't play Black Lotus anywhere, really, except casual.
Right. It's just... Wizards... I know you don't listen to us, and I mean, we've been on a hiatus, so we are so far off your fucking radar right now. But, wow, this is really good, because, I mean, the fucks are just coming. I'm out of fucks to give. But they should have done that. They should have made a product like Jumpstart, where Jumpstart originally was supposed to be, hey, we're going to print this for the next couple of years. You know, it's not demand. It's going to be something we just always print. Mm-hmm. Great idea. You should have done it here. And you have 30th anniversary logo everywhere. Oh my God. You would have won so much goodwill from everybody. Other than the fucking, like, people that got the reserve list thinking that they're going to be able to retire in 10 years. Okay, those people, you can't fucking please them. I'm sorry. You cannot please these people. But you know, they're also not the ones who got you to the dance. We are. So, I mean, that's my problem, is that the 30th anniversary so far has had nothing other than the secret lair, and I was able to be able to do it.
Yeah, barely.
They've
barely,
had nothing
barely
for
count
me.
Count that.
Yeah. They have had nothing for me. They've had nothing for you. And that is sad. That is
The 30th anniversary Secret Lair was only for you if you were lucky enough to get through the wall of bullshit of their crapastic website that was being held together by duct tape and bubblegum.
The fact that I had to open a second browser window and that this time I didn't log in. I was smart enough not to log into my account because it seemed like if I was logged in, I had problems. Like, I got my order by just going in as a guest. Like, and it's, I get that it's not Wizards' fault. It's Scalefast. But they're your people. So, you know, but that being said, I mean, I still love the game. I mean, I'm looking forward to playing today. Looking forward to raising some money for kids. If you're listening to this in your car on your way home, because, you know, we might as well, you know, we had combat, we'll have a name too, and, you know, we'll start going towards end step. But if you're listening to this in your car this week, all right, if it came back into your feed, yeah, it's a full episode. Congratulations. Make sure you go to our website and you click on the Extra Life stuff, or it's in our Discord, and donate, please. This is really important to us. I would like to raise $800 today, and we're so far, I mean, we're at, I think, about $175. So, again, thank you to everybody. You know, I'd really like to do something for the, you know, this is for the kids. We joke about hashtag for the kids, but it's for the kids. You know, so I guess, yeah, I mean, unless you've got anything else, man, I mean, you know.
No, I've vented enough.
Yeah. So here's the thing, guys. We're still going to be on hiatus. But again, these little special opportunities may come up. If we feel like we got a show in us, we might try to put something together. We're going to have more of an announcement of what's going to happen next year as we get closer, obviously. Aramis and I are still, you know, every once in a while, I mean, we'll reach out and I'll be like, so how you feel? And he's like, I don't know. He's like, how about you? I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, so we're not there yet. But, you know, you guys are still important to us. Yeah, I know it's at 750 because that is from the last time. So I'm trying to get us up to 1600. We did 650 with Vic. It's a year. So I want to get to 1600 today between both broadcasts. We're going to be back, you know, we're going to be around for Commander Craft, I think. Almost regularly Wednesday. I mean, we didn't do an episode last week. Are you on for next Wednesday? Can we announce that?
I think so.
Yeah. All right. So next Wednesday, we'll probably have Commander Craft again. And, you know, we're going to be around, man. If you want to catch up with us, you know, in fact, we'll just go to... So as we're rolling up our playmats, putting our cards back in the boxes to be able to pull them out again and play in a few minutes, and you know, take our pizza boxes over to the trash because, damn it, your mother still does not work at the Spencer Gifts, and never go to the back corner, folks. Never go to the back corner. We want to remind you that we have a Twitch channel where we stream all sorts of content. Just look up the Planeswalker Podcast channel on Twitch, and there you'll see all the shows we do on both Magic as well as other geeky games. And you can follow me on Twitch. I'm at Minecraft73. I tend to play Minecraft and stuff. But, yeah.
Yeah, we still have our Discord open. That's not going anywhere anytime soon.
No,
so
it's
if
not.
You want to interact with the people who, you know, who are good listeners and with us when we're there, I mean, I'm hoping that I'm not so busy that I can actually get on the Discord every now and then. Discord.planestalkerspodcast.com. If you want to follow us on Twitter, we still tweet stuff every now and again. It's at planestalkerpod. So, you know, find us there, find our socials, interact with us, talk, play games, all that good stuff.
All right. And we want to also remind you that my personal Twitter is at WR Benson, but I don't tweet all that much. I tend to respond to other people and stuff like that. You can also follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/Planestalker. Like and follow our page there. And again, Wednesday nights, Commander Craft, man. And we advertise that almost exclusively in the Discord. So you want to play with us, you want to come watch it, come hang out at the Discord. And you can get into these Commander Craft games. We'll fill seats even now today. So tune into our channels usually Wednesday around 7. But we'd love to have you guys stop in for that.
And if you'd like to send us an email, you can. We'll still check that, even though we're on hiatus. Send it to podcast.planestalkerspodcast.com if you'd like to talk to both of us.
Podcast at Planestalker.
That's what I meant, yeah. And if you want to send an email to one of us individually, you can talk to Will. His email address is will@planestalkerspodcast.com. My email address is aramis@planestalkerspodcast.com. So shoot us a message if you want to if you have a question about, you know, when we're coming back, what the show's going to look like, or a topic for a show, anything like that. So those are our emails. Yeah.
All right. And on that note... We want to thank you guys for hanging out with us tonight. We're so glad you've been with us. We will be around for the rest of the day, but we are going back on hiatus if you're listening to us audio only. But if you're watching this live right now, don't go away. We'll be right back. We really miss you guys. We hope you're all doing well. Stay safe. Have a great holiday season. Have a great new year. And, you know, for Aramis Perez, it's Will Benson again saying thank you for being listeners and thank you for being a part of all of this stuff. We will be back at some point doing something, and we want to remind you that until we see you again, remember to keep some of your mana untapped because you never know when you'll need it. Take care and have a great time. Bye-bye now.